Prayer network this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. If you are excited that this is the day that the Lord has made and you're ready to rejoice, you're ready to magnify the name of the Lord this morning, you're ready to lift up the banner of the name of Jehovah, then join with me this morning as we give him thanks, as we worship him. And Pastor Tolu lead us in this prayer session to the nations, to the church, to the body of Christ, and to our children in this month of covenant of supernatural fruitfulness. Therefore, let us lift up our voices everywhere around the earth and magnify the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we rejoice in you, O God. We magnify your holy name. Neli prutosi ina banglo di kakwazazia. Zele pruto zoprendege kwashite. Ilobrondege kwasozia. Lemenglo di kustozia. Endolobrondege kwaso. Ezo zoprendege liprusozia. Dengrutoste. Leprunonongozia te. Blessed be your name, O God. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God, who rule and reign in majesty. Can you join with me as you thank God for your life, for making you and I the priest of the Lord, the kingdom of priests unto our God, even as we stand in a position, even as God's priest this morning over the nations and over the body of Christ, and praying for our children and for the church. Can you just give him thanks? Pastor Tolu, over to you this morning.
Glory to glory to our God, for you are good, we are, and worthy of our praise. You are the Lamb upon the throne, and unto you we'll bring all our praise. You are the Lamb upon the throne. Shall we just continue to give God the glory this morning as we appreciate him, as we give him praise, as we thank him for all he has done, as we thank him for what he's doing right now, as we thank him for what he's committed to do in our lives. Father, we appreciate you this morning. We return all the glory, all the honor, all the adoration to you. Yelamoko soto to the Lamb who sit enthroned above the sacrifice of the heart. Leka mosoto logo sheka rabaha le koste. Leko do musika laba, we bring our praise before you this morning. Laka muso kotolo bushike rebedo. Leka muso tolo bushike te rebedo so kotolo bodo. Leka moshe te let it rise up to you as a sweet smelling sabo. Ila moko so kotolo bushika rababa. Lingo do busoto, we come with a grateful heart. La moko so tolo bushi, we come with a heart of praise. La moko seke te lebo roko seka ta laba. We come in the honor of you this morning. We come with a thankful heart. Father, we appreciate you. We thank you for every family. We thank you for every individual on this prayer altar this morning. Connected to PCPN, all around the nations of the heart. Father, we thank you this morning for the body of Christ all around the nations of the earth. Father, we thank you for your greater commitment even to your church in this season. According to your word, you said you will build your church. You are committed to the work of building the church. Making the church to be stronger so that the gate of hell will not be able to prevail against your church. Father, we thank you for lives that you are building. We thank you for families that you are building. We thank you for homes that you are building. We thank you for relationships that you are building. We return glory, we return honor to your name this morning. Because you are the builder of all things. You say no one can put together except the Lord build the house. Those who labor, those who try to put things together, labor in vain. You are the builder of all things. Would you like to give him glory this morning? He is the builder. He is the builder. He is the builder. He is the builder of all things. Except the Lord build the house, except the Lord build the city, except the Lord build the nation. Those who try to rely on their intellectual power to build the nation, those who try to rely on their intellectual power to build families, to build homes, to build relationships, ended up failing in life. Those who rely absolutely on the power of God, those who rely on absolutely on the wisdom of God, ended up succeeding as they build along with God, as they allow God to build them, so that they can in turn build their family, so that they can in turn build their relationship, so that they can in turn build the nation. Build the city for God. God, to the work of building in this season. God wants to build us up in him. He wants to make us strong in him. He wants to fortify us. He wants to equip us. Father, we bless you, man. I know speak of my name in the favor and issue. He knows to the kundur. We thank you this morning. We thank you for building us up, making us strong on a daily basis, moving us from glory to glory. Transiting us. From one level to the other. The Bible says when the Lord builds Zion, Zion will appear in the glory of the Lord. And also for Zion will manifest that which is God. He and almost Lord, we thank you for men and women you're building all across the nations of the heart today. He almost that they can manifest you, that they can show forth the light that is from you. And also that they can display the nature of Christ. Lord, we bless you this morning. We worship you. We worship you. We return glory and honor. Praise and adoration to your name. Because you are the great God. You are the mighty God. The lack of Sotolo, you're the all-sufficient Lord of glory. We thank you for the great work you're doing in and through DC Head. We thank you for the great work you're doing on this platform, DCP Head platform. Lakomo Sotolobodo, Eleko Sotolobo Shekaraba, Elekomo Sotolobo Shekarababa, Negro Sotolobo Rikelebo Sotolobo. We thank you for men and women you are gathering all across the nations of the heart, even to the part of that which you are doing. Alaboko Sotolobo on this prayer platform. We bless your name, Lord. Alo Sikalaba. We return the glory to the mighty God this morning. Inakomo Sitelebo. Thank you, Father. To you the glory. To you be all the glory. I want us this morning to begin to present ourselves before God this morning by the precious blood of Jesus. Let's begin to present ourselves. Let's begin to present our brothers and sisters connected to those on this prayer platform this morning. By the blood of the Lamb, let's begin to claim the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus for everyone, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. He namuko soto connected to this prayer heart. Lamuko soto lobo shika raba. Lekobo soto lobo shika raba. Let's present before God this morning the leadership of Makono City level of this great worker. Lako soto lobo shika raba. By the precious blood of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb we stand this morning. Halomoko soto, we do not come by our own set righteous. We come on the righteousness of Jesus. Lamuko. So we come based on what Jesus has done for us. The Bible says our sufficiency is not of ourselves, but it is of God who has made us to be a competent minister of the New Testament, not of the letter, but the letter killer, but the Spirit that gives life. Father, we thank you. We present ourselves before you this morning by the precious blood of the Lamb. We claim the righteousness of Jesus even for everyone on this altar this morning. We declare everyone sanctified, forgiven, justified by the precious blood of Jesus. We pull down every wall of hostility in the name of Jesus. We announce this morning that we are filled by the blood of the Lamb. Divo soto lobo rikele bodo soto lobo do mangro do soto lobo shekete lebodo iroko soko talibro no shekete lebrodo sapa alo boko soto lobo shekete lebrodo mo soto lobo do irabaka soto lobo shekete reba hakle do soto Lamus Chete with Lexiamen this morning. Jesus, you are righteousness. Would you like to say that to yourself this morning? Jesus, you are my righteousness. You need to say loud and clear that the gate of hell will hear these this morning. Jesus, you are my righteousness. You are my sanctification. You are my redemption. You are my sanctifier. Jesus, you are my righteousness. Jesus, you are my sanctification. Jesus, you are my redemption. You are my justifier. Jesus, you are my righteousness on this prayer altar this morning. You are our sanctification. You are our redemption. You are our justifier. That's why we worship you. Oh, my great almost so lady, Hannah. Who couldn't take it a little more shut up? Brethren, I would like us to pray this morning. The Bible said prayers and supplication be made for those in position of authority, men and women in position of authority over us. I want us to just pray for leaders of different nations of the heart. People holding one political offices or the other, people holding one leadership position or the other in the nations around the world. I want us to just lift them up before God this morning, that God will begin to orchestrate the steps of this man and woman to begin to do things in the favor of God, to begin to do things in the favor of the kingdom, to begin to do things in such a way that it will align with God's eternal plan and counsel in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to just lift up the heart of man and woman before God this morning, a position of a authority over us, community leaders, presidents of nations, senators, people holding one offices of the other, one leadership position of the other, people having the privilege to lead men in their various numbers. This morning, I want us to just lift them up before God. The Bible says the heart of the king is in the Lord's hand. The Lord directs it to wherever it pleases. That the Lord will begin to direct the heart of these ones. That the Lord will begin to orchestrate their steps. That the Lord will begin to influence their thoughts so that they can begin to take decisions in favor of God. So that they can begin to take decisions according to how God has proposed it from the very foundation of the earth in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we commit the act of the leaders into your hands this morning. Men and women in position of authority over us in different nations, in different parts of the continent. In Asia, in Africa, all around the nations of the heart. We can be those men and women. We can be their heart into the hands of the Lord this month. For the Bible says the heart of the king is in the Lord's hand to direct it to wherever it pleases. We ask that the heart of this ones will be directed by the Lord. The affairs will be guided by God's purpose. They will come under the control of the Spirit. They will come under the influence of heaven. Heaven will begin to influence their thoughts. Heaven will begin to influence their activities. Heaven will begin to influence their activities. They begin to take steps in favor of God's purpose on earth in the name of Jesus. We commit president of nations into your hands, Lord, this month. We align them to God's eternal plan and counsel. We align them with God's eternal plan and counsel in the mighty name of Jesus. We align leaders of nations. The men and women in position of authority. The chancellor of institutions. Directors. We align them this morning with God's eternal plan. We align them this morning with God's eternal purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. That the Lord will begin to orchestrate their steps. That the Lord will begin to guide them in decision making. Pray for leaders of nations this morning. Isaiah chapter 45. The scripture says concerning Cyrus. The Bible says Cyrus is my king. It's in whose right hand I've taken hold of. I want us to pray that the Lord will take hold of the right hand of all the men and women in position of authority over us in this season. In the mighty name of Jesus. When God take over one's right hand, God controls such life. God controlled the nation through such person. God said, I've taken hold of the right hand of Pharaoh in order to subdue the nation before him. God made account of so many fantastic things that he will do through the hand of Pharaoh. He says, although Pharaoh has not acknowledged me, he said, but I'm only doing this for the sake of my servant Jacob. He said, I'm only doing this for the sake of my chosen one, Israel. Because of the representation of the righteous people we have in every land, that we have in every nation, we are praying to the Lord this morning that for the sake of your servant Jacob, for the sake of the righteous in the land, you begin to take hold of the right hand of our leaders. You begin to take hold of the right hand of the president of nations. You begin to take hold of their right hand in this season. You begin to influence. You begin to control their activities. It will be in favor of your glory. It will be in favor of your honor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Would you like to raise your voice to God this morning? God Almighty, take hold of the right hand of a man or woman in position of authority over us, president of nations, traditional rulers, community leaders, that they begin to do things in favor of your honor, in favor of your glory. They begin to take decision in favor of God. Father, we pray this morning. We ask that you begin to control the activities. You begin to influence the activities. You begin to influence the decision. You begin to influence the thought of the leaders all around the nations of the heart. In the name of Jesus. Take hold of their right hand and begin to rule the nation through this. And begin to rule the city through this. And begin to rule the community through this. And begin to govern the ends of affairs of things through them. And begin to manage institutions all around the nations of the heart through them. Begin to manage parastatals through them in the name of Jesus. We are asking of you this morning, by your grace, by your spirit, you will take hold of the right hand of man and woman in position of authority over us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for bringing all the leaders in the nations of the heart under the influence of the power of the Holy Spirit to a point whereby God is controlling their activities, their action, and their decision. Because the Bible says the heart of the king is in his hand. It will direct it to wherever it pleases. We worship you, Father. All naked on my close to the heart. Divine Tatilo. Nekotolobodo Sheketalaba. All over Kosovo. I want us to pray according to the desire of God this morning. The scripture says that God desired that all men be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. I want us to just begin to pray for salvation for all men. Halaba Kosovo. It is our collective responsibility this morning to ensure that all men are saved. All men come to the knowledge of the truth. All men come to know Christ and come to know him intimately. That is what we are standing for this morning. This is what interests us this morning. This is what keeps us going this morning. We want all men to be saved. We don't want one to remain a sinner around us. We don't want one to remain a sinner in our community. We don't want to remain a sinner in our nation. This is the desire of God this morning. The Bible says he wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. I want us to just begin to pray this morning that God will begin to bring men out of darkness even into the light of his Son, in the name of Jesus Christ, that the light of Christ will begin to shine on the path of the sinners this morning, that they will begin to come into the brightness of the light of the Son. Let the light of Christ shine forth in every city, in every nation. Among people of different races, culture, and belief, we ask that the light of Christ will penetrate every region, every geographical locations around the world in the name of Jesus. The light of salvation will be forth by the power of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. We say this is our heart desire this morning, that all men will be saved and come to the knowledge of truth and come to the knowledge of Christ. We pray for a powerful transition as a result of this light of Christ in the name of Jesus that we are releasing for it. The sinners will be transited from darkness to light. life in the name of Jesus. The departed into the kingdom of God, into the kingdom of his son Jesus. Let many come to the brightness of Christ. Let many come to the brightness of Christ. Let many come to the understanding and the revelation of the love of Jesus, of the love that the Father has for all humanity. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Father, we pray for people that have been hostile in their mind this morning. Let them come to the understanding of this powerful love of God for humanity in the name of Jesus. Let them begin to embrace the love of God. The love that led to the sacrificial giving. I want us to just pray for our friends, our family members this morning, our neighbors, our colleagues at work, who are yet to know the Lord, who are yet to come to the understanding of the love of the Father for them. In this season, that we all embrace this love of the Father in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's begin to pray for as many of them who have been hostile to the law. The scripture gave an example of Saul who later became poor. The Bible says he was blinded by the traditions of his father. He was opposing everything that is called Christ. He was so hostile to God. He was so hostile to Jesus until Jesus met him on his way. And Jesus said, I'm the one you are crucifying. I'm the one you've been hostile to. He said, who are you, Lord? I want to know you. I want us to just pray that this man will come into the understanding. They will come into this experience in the name of Jesus. That every blindfold of the enemy on their mind will be removed in the name of Jesus. And the light of Christ will shine on their way. The light of Jesus will shine on their path. In the name of Jesus, every power of hostility will be broken at the cross. Every power of hostility will be broken and destroyed by the revealing love of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we commit friends and family members, neighbors, the community people, colleagues at work, who are yet to know you, who are yet to come to this experience of your love, and your saving power and grace. We pray this morning that they will come into the revelation and into the experience of this love of the Father. Let him come. Let him come in the large numbers. He knows to this experience. Of the love of the Father for humanity. In the name of Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. I want us to just begin to pray in the light of what we are standing in for this month as a month of supernatural fruitfulness. God said, I've called you to go and harvest where you've not sown. God said, I've chosen you so that you might bear fruit and your fruit might die. I want us to just pray for every believer on this earth this morning that this season will be a season of bearing fruit in the mighty name of Jesus. We are not called to just bear fruit, we are called to bear and abide in fruit. Jesus said, I want you to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Lord God, teaching them to do, to observe my teachings. Lord, we pray for every believer on this platform this morning, connected to PCN, with all around the nations of the heart. We baptize them into this grace of fruitfulness in every good work. That I have chosen thee that you may bear fruit and that your fruit may abide. Just we are having the testimony of fruitfulness in our finance, in our finances, in every area of our life. Lord, we want to have the testimony of fruitfulness in our walk with you. In the work of discipleship, in the name of Jesus, in the work of saving souls, bringing souls to the kingdom of God. The Bible said, those who turn many to righteousness, we receive the baptism to be fruitful in every good work, with the Father God has ordained us to do in this season upon every believer on this altar in the name of Jesus. We'll be fruitful in every good work. The Bible says the harvest is plenteous. Is it but the laborers are few? Is it pray ye to the Lord of harvest to send laborers into his harvest field? I want us to pray this morning that God will entrust laborers. God will entrust skillful laborers, even in his harvest field in this season, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the willingness of God will come upon them. He said, I have called you to harvest where you've not sown. Jesus told his disciples in the book of John, chapter 4. He said, look up. He said, look at the field. The field is ripe for harvest. We pray that every believer in this season will be committed to the work of harvesting souls into the kingdom of God. Lord, we ask that you will raise skillful laborers all around the nooks and crannies of the nations of the heart. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you will make everything the leader on this altar this morning to be a skillful laborers in their place of work. In their various institution of higher learning, in the neighboring environment, in the community, in We will see the equipping this morning. Let us to be a skillful laborer in the fire of God. To skillfully put yield the sickle, to harvest man into the kingdom of God. Let your grace come upon this church. Let your grace come upon this church. Let your anointing come upon this church. In the name of Jesus, give us a tongue, give us a wisdom that cannot be resisted. Not being changed in the name of Jesus. Let our words be acceptable. Let it be like a sword. Let it pierce through the mind of man. Let it reveal the intent of their heart. Let it prick them to the heart. Let it turn them to cry. Let it turn them to the love of Jesus. Let our words be filled with salt in the name of Jesus. Thank you for calling for fruitfulness. Let our tongue be graced for fruitfulness. Halakamo kuntum bidahalo. We can do the Sukotoroba. Amo break his little clinicians on English. Rukotolobuzakalaba. We thank you, Jesus. Amo Kundu Rikosotoloba. I want us to just begin to pray this morning. PCN, you can thank in the name of Jesus. God has started to do a new thing, even in the city of London, through the PCN. You can thank Lakomosotolobushikaraba. I want us to just pray for this church, that this church will be a center of life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This church will be an oasis in the midst of the desert in the mighty name of Jesus. Lakomosotolobushikaraba. This church will become the mountain of the Lord's power. It will be exalted above every other mountains in the mighty name of Jesus. That men and women will begin to praise their way in to know God in the name of Jesus Christ. To have their hunger being filled, to have their thirst being quenched in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for PCN, you can thank us in the name of Jesus. We declare and we prophesy this morning that you, PCN, you can thank us, will become the center of life in the name of Jesus. One man will contact the life of God in the name of Jesus. It will be an oasis in the midst of the desert in the mighty name of Jesus. A place of refreshing, a place of empowerment, of spiritual empowerment. A place where men will be configured for God to do every good work, where men will be equipped, where men will be trained in the act of giving, in the art of reaching out for God. Where men will be trained on how to be a militant for God. Lord, you will make it at the mountain of the Lord. You will make it the mountain of the Lord. You will make it the mountain of the Lord. PCN, you can think that will become the mountain of the Lord. That men and women all across the nations of the heart will begin to press their way in to know God more, to know God in an intimate way in the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to just begin to pray that God will begin to bring men and women who are hungry for the world, who are thirsty for God in the name of Jesus Christ, that God will begin to direct them, that God will begin to orchestrate events and begin to order their steps into all our services in the name of Jesus on Sunday, 10 to 12, noon, and on Wednesday, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the hungry soul will begin to come in the name of Jesus. The men and women who are thirsty for God, who want to know God the more, that God will begin to harbor their spirit. Remember what Jesus said. He said, no one can come to the Father except through the Son. He said, no one can come to the Son except the Father draw. I want us to pray that God will begin to draw men, draw individuals, draw family, also be able to worship at PCNUK Center in the name of Jesus Christ. That the angel of the Lord will begin to advance this church in that community where the church is, and go all around the groups and crannies of the city of London in the name of Jesus, and across the nations of the heart. God, you begin to announce this church. You begin to announce your grace upon this church in the name of Jesus. Remember the word, the majestic voice that came from heaven. He said, this is my begotten Son in whom I'm well pleased. The individual around that surroundings, in that community where the church is, in all the nooks and crannies of the city of London, we hear the announcement. The angel of the Lord will begin to announce PCN UK Center today in the name of Jesus. The mountain of the Lord, the roots and cranes of the land in the name of Jesus. To the thought of the law, to be trained, to be increased. To have the fullness of heaven. Draw men, compel them by a spirit in the name of Jesus. Individuals, family, in the name of Jesus. Compel there by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Individuals and families, compel them by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we command your blessing upon this walk. We command your blessing upon this walk in the name of Jesus. God has spoken to your Father that this is the month of our fruitfulness. We command the blessing of the Lord for fruitfulness, even upon this walk that God has started in the city of London, in the name of Jesus. We receive the anointing of God for fruitfulness upon peace. friendship center in the name of Jesus. Upon the Veras Church Network, in all around the nations of the earth, in the name of Jesus. We will multiply, we will increase, we will work strong and strong in strength, in power, in the name of Jesus. This church will grow up in favor with man and in favor with God. This church will be strong in the spirit. This church will be strong in the Lord. In the name of Jesus, this church will have the fullness of God, the fullness of His word. In the name of Jesus, this church will operate in abundance of God's life. In the name of Jesus, this church will be graced. This church will be anointed. In the name of Jesus, to ponder the gate of hell. In the name of Jesus, we bless the Villas Church Network in London. In the name of Jesus, we bless this church this morning. With the blessing of the Lord, with the blessing of the Lord, with the blessing of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, let come soto lobada, ira bako soto lobada, that this church will be fruitful in every good work. In the name of Jesus, let come soto lobada, that this church will be committed. To raising men for God, to raising sons and daughters for God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we align PCM UK Center to God's prophetic agenda on the heart. In the name of Jesus, we align the activities of this church with your eternal plan, with your eternal cancer, with your eternal purpose, in the mighty name of Jesus, without which you propose before the very foundation of the heart. In the name of Jesus, we align this church this morning. We bring this church to God's prophetic alignment. We bring this church to God's eternal prophetic agenda. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Father, because you will build your church. You will build up PCN, UK Center. You will build the Villas Church Network, UK Center. In the name of Jesus, gate of hell will not be able to stand against this church. In the name of Jesus, the power of death, the power of the grave, the demonic forces in that land and across the nations of the heart will not be able to work in opposition, even to that which God is about to do in and through this church, through this center, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. I want us to just pray for different churches, different apostolic centers on the nations of the earth, that services will be open this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. That the presence of the Lord will be made known in the name of Jesus. Let's pray that Christ will be magnified in the mighty name of Jesus. Apostle Paul said, I do not want to hear anything among you except Christ and Him crucified. Christ is the message of the church. Aside Christ, we're not preaching the message again. We've lost heart. But I want us to pray that Christ will be the message in all our churches, in all centers where worship will be going on to the Father this morning that Christ will be the center message in the name of Jesus. The Bible says when Christ is being lifted, he will draw all men to himself. I want you to pray this morning that Christ will be lifted in all worship centers all around the meat and cravings of the heart today in the mighty name of Jesus as the only King, as the only Lord in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We worship you, our God. We declare that this season will be the season of Christ, the season of the enthronement of Christ in all our churches, in all our worship centers this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we begin to lift up Jesus through our songs, through messages, through sermons, through drama. We begin to lift up Christ even through different activities that will be going on in our worship center this morning. We begin to lift up Christ. We begin to lift up Jesus. We begin to lift up Jesus as the holy standard for men to conform to. Jesus will be lifted in all our worship center. Jesus will be lifted in all our worship center. Jesus will be lifted in all our worship center. As the only standard for men to conform to in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Would you like to bless the name of Jesus this morning? Let's begin to thank the Lord this morning that just as we prophesy, that just as we prayed, just as we declare, so shall it be. The Bible says, whatsoever things you bind on high will be bound by your Father which is in heaven. Whatsoever things you lose on high will be loosed by your Father which is in heaven. Let's begin to thank God this morning that just as we prophesied on this mountain, just as we declare for the word of the Lord on this mountain, that just as we've been inspired by the Spirit of the Lord, able to speak forth the word of the Lord, to make a prophetic declaration over the nations of the heart. So shall he be. So shall he be. Oh, my cream of Soto Lobodon. Oh, Lady of all, we worship you, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Lord of majesty, divine authority, hallowed be your name, anointed, anointed. Fall on me, anointed, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me, anointed. Fall on me, anointed, anointed, fall on me, anointed, fall. anointing fall on me. Beloved, this is your moment this morning, even as you have spent time to pray for the churches, the body of Christ, the nation, even as we round up the session. I want you to lift up your voice before the Most High God. It is written in chapter 92 of Psalm, but my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. My horn shall you exalt like that of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Today is a new day, and there is a need for the freshness of grace, freshness of the oil of God over our life to be effective. So as you go into your various churches this morning, you are saying, Lord, I have given out of the abundance that you have released upon me. Let there be a new and a fresh release of your unction over my life to function. In the mighty name of Jesus, release on me fresh anointing, fresh grace to fulfill my assignment and to do what you have commissioned me to do. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, lekuzo zoprondege kustozia, ilabrondege kwazo, ike kustozi andeli kruzaate, eleke kwazo zoprondege kwazo. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed for the Son of God that God has used as the servant of the Lord that has coordinated and has led this prayer session this morning. I want you to begin to say to him, Father, anoint him afresh. Let great grace be given even back unto him as he serves your purpose on this altar. Anoint him afresh in the name of Jesus. Fill him to overflow of your grace, with your grace in the name of Jesus, to do much more and be much more fruitful even in this race, according to the order of God, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. Amen. Father, what a privilege that you have given unto us to be called your children, and that you have selected and elected us by your divine arrangement to stand in a prophetic even position and a priestly role, even as kingdom of priests unto our God. We acknowledge your doings because it is not of him that willeth. It is not of him that runneth. It is God that showed mercy. We thank you for the mercy that you have shown unto us this morning. We thank you for the divine enablement and the divine empowerment of your spirit, able to have stood in your presence on behalf of the church and on behalf of our nation, on behalf of families, even across the land, in the body of Christ. Father, we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because you watch over your words to perform it. As our prayers have been aligned with your word, we thank you for a quick and a speedy response from heaven and the manifestation of what heaven has done on earth with divine speed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, we decree and declare everywhere that the believers gather today, let there be an influx of souls, that every nation, every tribe, every man, every woman of any professional background, from the political to the presidents of nations, even from all the professionals represented on earth, let them begin to troop into the church, and one son to another, let us go to the house of the Lord, that he might teach us his ways. and that we might walk in his truth. That everyone will come today readily ready to hear your word, to be taught your word, to be instructed and directed by your word, that they might live according to your divine plan and your divine purpose in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, we decree and declare that you will confirm your words this day with signs and wonders following in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, my Father, for the first service after the inauguration of Prevailers Church Network in the United Kingdom, Bested, Kent. Father, we thank you for you have enabled and empowered even us to stand in our polluted position in Christ Jesus and to bring sons and daughters even to the kingdom of God. Thank you that through this commission today, you will push back the kingdom of darkness, but you will establish the kingdom of light, and that you will perform every word that you have spoken according to your will without fail. Thank you for your presence, for your power, for your glory as we gather together in your name. Thank you that all that you have ordained to be in attendance of the service today, Lord, that you will bring them and that your angelic host will usher them into your presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you that as water covereth the sea, your glory shall permeate every aspect of ministry and every instrument of service in the man, in the drums, in the sound system, in everything that you have given unto us. Lord, all of the instruments of service will be fully engaged to bring down the glory of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, we give you thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus that once again, everyone that is present in Zion will experience a divine visitation of the Most High God without fail in Jesus' name. Lord, we hallow your name. Unto you, the King eternal, the King immortal, the only wise God that watches over your word to perform it, even as you make your word good in the Prevailers Church Network, Nigeria, and where all the Prevailers Church members are represented across the nations of the earth, as you establish both in the UK and all around the world the covenant of supernatural fruitfulness, even this day and throughout the days of our life. I thank you that the redeemed of the Lord shall return back unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon our head. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give you praise. We cover every soul in attendance to this prayer session with the blood of Jesus. Everyone that will be gathering together in our churches today is covered by the blood of the Lamb of God. Therefore, we decree and declare, as for us and our households, we shall serve the Lord in Jesus' name. Therefore, unto you that perform to perfection your word, unto you that perform the word of your servant and execute the word that you have spoken unto your messenger, unto you be glory, unto you be honor, unto you be praise and adoration, for we are prayed in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, I congratulate you for those who will be joining us at the Prevailers Church Network in Kent, in Bested, Kent this morning. The service starts 10 o'clock, and the workers will be in the church by 9 o'clock at Tudor Park Marriott Hotel and Country Club by the grace of God this morning. So we're looking forward to serve you even as we gather together in His presence. God bless you. Bye-bye for now. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give you praise.